Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24-7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Please visit the site, read our articles, listen to podcasts like this, participate in the contests, and join the club to help us raise money for the kids. As you know, in addition to Steel Nation Association, you can find my work at SteelCityUnderground.com, where we have many great columnists covering many topics regarding the Steelers, podcasts, NFL predictions, and a whole lot of great coverage on the AFC North. So please check us out there. And last but not least, you can find my work in the New Pittsburgh Courier or New Pittsburgh Courier Online. So please check it out. All right, so I sit here this week after a victory, the Steelers' second victory of the season. That's 2 out of 3 weeks. They go into Los Angeles and take care of the Chargers in what pretty much felt like a home game. I know it's a very small stadium, but the Steelers fans packed that stadium to the tune of probably 80 or 90% of that stadium being Steeler fans, waving those terrible towels and really pumping up the black and gold, and they admitted that, and the Chargers came out saying that as well. Interestingly enough, the whole Renegade debacle is pretty funny. I know they tried to turn that into a joke, but sounds like it backfired, and it helped the Steelers get a little bit more fired up, according to Juju Smith-Schuster, if you read a couple of his quotes. And they ended up closing out that game with a much-needed victory, heading into the bye week at 2-4, tied for second place with the Cleveland Browns, 2 games behind the Ravens, although we will call it 3 games just because of the loss head-to-head for right now. They can even that up at the last game of the year if things are still tight. But very much, surprisingly, alive in the AFC North right now through the first 6 weeks and heading into a bye week where hopefully some of these guys can get healthy. One guy who won't, unfortunately, at least not immediately, is Stephon Tuitt. As I'm sure many or all of you know at this juncture, Tuitt is out for the year. He played a handful of snaps in the first quarter against the Chargers before tearing his pectoral muscle, and he is done. And that is a huge blow to a defense that has been playing lights out over the last 4 weeks. It's a devastating blow for him. I mean, he's putting together through the first, you know, 5+ games, the best season of his career. Very big force right there for the Steelers on that front line. And that is going to be something that they're going to have to figure out over this bye week as to who will replace him. No one's going to fill in those shoes, but who can at least fill in part of that gap that he is going to leave? Because this defense, and I wrote about it earlier this week, this is the defense we've been asking for, people. I have been all over Keith Butler for the last 2 or 3 seasons. I've definitely clamored for him to be fired many, many times. And I stood by that. And, you know, I'm not going to regret saying that in the past. But over the last month, since the arrival of Minka Fitzpatrick, which, you know, I'll give that some of the credit to this, but, you know, I cannot take away from what Keith Butler has finally put together over the last month. This defense is playing like the defense Pittsburgh has wanted, like the defense Pittsburgh deserves. They are getting after the quarterback. They're fast. They're aggressive. The secondary are making plays. They're creating turnovers, sacks, rushing the quarterback. I mean, they're getting after the ball. They're stuffing the run. Vince Williams is a force up the middle. TJ Watt is just a beast in general. You know, Tuitt has been playing well. It's been nice to see Hayden out there and Steven Nelson before he missed this past week. Cam Sutton is now stepping up. And, you know, of course, Devin Bush is just a monster in my opinion. I know I may be a little biased, but the leading candidate for Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's already created a couple of interceptions, fumbles, scored a touchdown. He's got a sack. He leads the team in tackles. He is the replacement that they have needed for the last couple of seasons for Ryan Shazier. Unreal how he's played so far. And then Bud Dupree, who up until now has been, in my opinion, a complete bust, is playing pretty well lately. He's actually making plays. He's actually getting to the quarterback. He's kind of been good. Whether or not that means he's here next year, I don't know. But they're paying him $9 million this year. They picked up that option on him, and I did not like when they did that for $9 million this year. But right now, it looks like they made a good decision, and I've been pretty pleased with his play because I didn't expect much out of him, to be honest. But I'm definitely happy with what he's done. I'm definitely happy with the way the defense has played over these last 4 weeks. I was having some questions after those first couple, but since Fitzpatrick has been here, hey, this thing has turned around, and it's turned around nicely. And they showed it again in Los Angeles. Offensively, it was really nice to see them use James Conner more. It was really nice to see James Conner be effective when they used him. He had some good runs. He had a nice touchdown catch out of the backfield. And he was very impactful. And in a game where they were starting Duck Hodges, their number three quarterback, as you all know at this point, that's what they needed. The offensive line stepped up. Connor stepped up. I was really, really happy with Benny Snell. Quite frankly, I thought he had a hell of a game in his first significant action of the year. And it was exactly what they needed. And I've been all over Fichtner for weeks now. I've been clamoring for him to be fired. I'm not jumping off that train yet, but at least for 1 week, I can say, you know, okay, like he did his job. He designed a game plan that worked, and it wasn't dink and dunk, touch pass, wildcat garbage. It was legitimately something that worked, and it was designed for his third string quarterback to go out there and start and make plays where necessary, but all running through James Conner first, which is exactly what I had said I wanted, not that they listened to me, but that I wanted when I was leading into my preview of that game, and they did it. And Hodges, to his credit, I felt like he played a really good game. He did exactly what he was asked. He completed enough balls. He threw for about 132 yards, I believe it was. Touchdown pass, one pick. Not even going to blame him on that one. You know, he distributed it around a little bit. You know, they didn't ask him to go deep too frequently. Juju only got the one catch. I certainly want to see more balls to him moving forward, but if there's any other number one receiver in the league who can handle it and not cause a ruckus, it is Juju Smith-Schuster. The guy is amazing. Side note, I don't know if you've seen him on Twitter or his YouTube channel. I don't know where it was now, but he went around to a Dick's Sporting Goods somewhere in the Pittsburgh area and signed maybe 6 to 10 jerseys and hid them back on the rack. He streamed it live. It's just a cool thing. Juju's a cool guy. Like, he's not selfish. He's out there for the win, not for the stats, unlike somebody else we know who was there the last several seasons. And you know, he just wants to see the team win. And he had one catch for 7 yards, and he didn't moan one bit. He didn't moan one bit because they won the game. Now, moving forward, I do think that Juju Smith-Schuster needs to get 7 to 10 catches in a game. He needs to get his yards because this team needs to spread out and open up a little bit more. Can Hodges do that? I don't know. I'm very happy with what he did. I think he managed the game well. I thought he handled a couple of bad snaps very impressively. Marquise Pouncey actually mentioned that. He actually compared him to Ben Roethlisberger on that, if you recall, that one bad snap that went on the ground between his legs. He picked it up and eventually threw it away. Great play. You know, can he do that? I don't know. I don't think it's going to matter because I don't think he's going to have to start anymore unless Rudolph goes down again. I think Rudolph, after the bye week, will be back and ready to play on Monday night against the Dolphins. And that's the way it should be. Yes, I like Hodges. I think he proved that he can be, you know, a second or third string guy and come in that emergency situation and deliver. But at this juncture, I am not ready to say there's a quarterback controversy in Pittsburgh between Rudolph and Hodges. Now, I did run a poll on Twitter just to kind of see how the fans were seeing it after Hodges' play. And it was 80% in favor of Rudolph, 20% in favor of Hodges. I actually thought it would be a little bit closer than it was, but that's the right call. There is no controversy right now. Rudolph is still got a much bigger upside. He's still more talented, and he's going to be the guy that can distribute it out to the wide receivers. Hodges, I like him on the team. I think he did a good job. I like him being the backup to Rudolph. I'm fine with that. But this team still needs to look to Rudolph as the guy for this year and beyond whenever Ben is done, whether it's after this season or, you know, after the next couple of seasons when his contract is up. So that's where that should be. Now, the good news, as I mentioned, is the Steelers, well, they're not going to lose this week. They have a bye week. And then they've got a Monday nighter at home against Miami coming up after the bye, so they get a little extra day there. And they get a team that's terrible and will probably be winless coming into that game. And I see that as a victory, moving them to 3-4 before a home game against the Colts, which is very winnable, putting them at 4-4, in my opinion. And at that juncture, they very well could be in first place because the Ravens have a couple of tough games coming up or tied for first place. They then get the Rams at home, who right now the Rams don't look fantastic. You know, that game, I'm still going to lean Rams, so let's put them at 4-5. Then they go to the Browns on Thursday night, November 14th. Again, a game that could go either way, but I feel like the Browns aren't that good. Steelers kind of own the Browns. I'm giving them the win. That's 5-5. Then they go to Cincinnati the following week. That's a 6-5 record. Cleveland the following week at home, I'm giving another win there. 7-5 at Arizona the week after that. I'm calling that a win. 8-5 home against the Bills. 9-5 at the Jets. 10-5 at the Ravens loss. 10-6. This team could conceivably go 10-6. They could also lose a couple of those games, like at the Browns versus the Bills versus the Colts. You know, so I'm optimistically looking at 10-6, maybe more realistically at 8-8. 8-8 might play in this division. 9-7, 10-6 will play in this division and will probably win it. So it's amazing what a week can do. You know, I'm definitely riding this high of the defense. I'm a little concerned about Tuitt for sure, how they're going to replace him since he's out. But I see a lot of winnable games here. Now, do I see anything happening in the playoffs? No, absolutely not. I don't. What do they need to do more of? They need James Conner to get better. He had a very good game this past week. That needs to continue. He needs to get going. Offensive line play needs to continue to allow the running game to go. Fichtner needs to call plays that, much similar to this game against the Chargers, you know, can go downfield, but can protect his young quarterbacks. But he also needs to let Rudolph open it up and throw downfield, and he needs to get Juju involved. We'll see how that goes after the bye week. They've got a little time. Let's see what they put together. But I do think we'll see more success heading into this second portion of the schedule after the bye week. And, you know, I think 8-8 is a worst-case scenario right now. I could change my tune after that Dolphins game if something goes wrong, but I don't think I will. I think, you know, 8-8 to 10-6 is reasonable. And, you know, we're going to stick with that for now. So, you know, good win. Impressive the way they played on the quote-unquote road. We'll take it for sure. The Chargers, you know, I thought they were better than they probably were. I definitely thought the Chargers were going to win that game. I was obviously wrong. But I think, you know, they got a couple of winnable games coming up here that can get them on a roll. And you got to take that. You've got to take that as a Steeler fan. So we will. So I will be off next week since the Steelers are off. I will talk to you in 2 weeks post Monday Night Football versus the Dolphins. And I expect that to be a victory. I'm a couple of weeks out from it, but I'm calling it a victory. I'm not going to give you a score just yet, but I think we will see a W. Until then, I hope you guys have a good bye week off, and I'll talk to you after the Miami game, hopefully after another Steelers victory.